the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
What did I warn you about before you went to Christchurch?
You warned me that it was a bad place, which I think is still definitely wrong, but I did also slip over on black ice and hurt my knee, so...
Yes, you did, and that's why your netball team lost last night.
Hey! This is so mean!
Did the listeners know your netball team lost last night?
No. Oh, yeah, we played. I told Rick that we were playing netball last night. Yeah, because it was pouring with rain.
Indoor, though, right?
Outdoor.
Oh,
netball's,
wow.
Netball's a sport for hard people.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about netball. We're here to talk about vinyl.
True. At the moment, Jeffrey, who owns or is the half owner of Southbound Records, is in Europe for a bunch of meetings with all of the people we deal with over there. And over the last week, he's been sending us updates every day of where he's been. He was at Gearbox Records in London.
Photos too?
Yeah, photos too.
Oh, good.
Loads of photos. In fact, I think some of them are on the Southbound social media.
Oh,
things.
Beautiful. So you can check
Go
them out.
Go check it out.
Yeah. So he was at Gearbox Records, which is a small outfit in London that use an all analog chain for everything they do.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
And he was also at Record Industry, which I think is the biggest pressing plant in Europe now. It's the old Sony plant in Holland. And Jeffrey was there and he went to, I think somebody there took him on a personal guided tour of everything.
Private tour.
Private tour of everything that they
Lucky
have.
Lucky Jeffrey,
there.
That would be really cool.
So there was
Willy
some real
Wonka,
cool stuff.
But for records.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he sent me back photos of all the different cutting lathes that they use. So
cool.
they use direct metal mastering lathes as well as regular lacquer cutting lathes.
What's the difference?
If you're cutting a lacquer, you're actually doing that. You're cutting into a wax-like substance,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the grooves. It cuts the grooves into the record. If there's another method, which
I thought you said it was magic with a wand before.
I know that.
That's we were talking about how records
Damn.
Work.
I thought it was all just magic.
Well, it kind of is.
It kind of is magic. But what's the other way?
A direct metal mastering is you cut right into a metal plate.
Okay, right.
So that it gets rid of the stage. You know, there's when it started in the 80s, there was some things that were wrong with it. Now there's nothing wrong with it. It's great. Anyway, why I was talking about Record Industry there is because I decided to bring in this week three records,
nice.
which have just been reissued and come out this week on the Music on Vinyl label. Now, Music on Vinyl is one of the labels which is owned by the people that own Record Industry.
Oh, cool.
So these three records are all on coloured vinyl. And if you go to our social media sites, you'll see a whole bunch of the vinyl pellets in different bags of different colours and things.
So these were all pressed at the plant that Jeffrey just had a tour of. Ooh, that's very nice. That's funny, isn't it?
And I won't tell you what record was being pressed there the day that Jeffrey was there, but he said
that...
Is that
a secret?
No, it's just not a record that I particularly liked.
So he's just negating to mention it.
But it was
just
on yellow vinyl. It looked pretty good. But,
nice.
But he did say that Miles Davis' Feed a Kilimanjaro was just done and ready to go.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway.
Hot off the press, literally.
What you've got for us.
I'm going to hit the first one.
Brixton hot. Look how you big and fat. Moom. I'm going to wreck your boom boom.
All right.
Nice.
1969, Brixton, London.
This is Joe's All-Stars, Brixton Cat.
I like that you've set the scene.
Yeah.
1969, Brixton, London.
And
there's a picture. Oh, I've been here.
Brixton Market.
where this picture is, yeah, I recognise it. Because it's got the over road thing.
That lady there was Joe Monsanto's sister-in-law at the time.
Cool.
That's a cool album cover. I like her very bright fuchsia coat she's got on.
Yeah, this is an awesome album cover. So what colour is that vinyl?
Orange.
And what can you tell us about Joe's All-Stars?
Well, Joe Monsanto had a record store in Brixton called Joe's Record Centre.
Oh, okay.
And Joe had big ambitions and he managed to be one of the big sellers of ska and early reggae records. So he developed a relationship with Trojan Records and convinced them to set up an imprint for him called Joe, right? So he could release records himself.
Yeah.
This one here was one of them. It was, he put it out under the name Dice the Boss. He's not doing the vocal. It's Hopeton Reed who's appearing as Dice the Boss. And the backing band is Rico Rodriguez and the Rudies, who we've heard about.
Mm.
Everyone knows about it. You know who Rico is, right?
I don't.
Rico, the trombone player. Rico played on, let me see, that's something you're going to know. A Message to You, Rudy.
Oh, okay. Right,
Rico
I do.
Played on
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And he played on the original of that back in 1970.
So he's the through line there.
Yeah. So basically, Joe's All Stars was just like a catch-all name for who. It was pretty much Rico's group.
Oh, cool. I see.
And Joe might have written the songs, might have produced the sessions, or maybe he'd just like
pass them on.
You know, put his name to it. This one here is the title track of Brixton Cat. I love this one.
Same, this is cool. He looks like a suave guy as well.
Joe.
There's a photo of Joe on the back. He's got his jacket tossed very cavalier over his shoulder.
See,
and he's grinning at the camera.
Joe was an immigrant from Trinidad in 1962. He moved to London. I don't really know what happened to him. Joe's Records was long gone by the time I ever went to Brixton, but Joe's Record Centre.
So is this a re-release? Or
it is. It was put out in 1969 on the Trojan label, in fact.
Yeah.
So this is a limited edition as well, the orange ones. There's only 750, and they're individually numbered.
That's correct.
There's a nice little silver stamp on the back there.
Jeffrey told me that when he was at Record Industry, he saw the lady that was sitting there doing those foil stamps.
By hand?
That's not a machine stamp.
Really?
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, lovely record sleeve, that one.
So this is number that you've bought in today, 362.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that was Joe's All-Stars.
That's Joe's All-Stars.
With Brixton Cat. What's the second one?
Now, the second one, also from 1969. Also that skinhead reggae sound.
This is cool.
Except this one is from Kingston, Jamaica. This was the vocal group called the Uniques.
Hey, you and your cold, cold heart. You always were so smart.
Are these gold stickers on the front for Record Industry?
Yes.
So what can you tell us about these guys?
Okay, well, this is really the Uniques Mark II, the second lineup. This is the most famous lineup. Slim Smith, Jimmy Riley, and who else was it? Jimmy Riley. Why have I drawn a blank? I'll tell you in a second. Anyways.
I like their snappy orange suits. Again, three very cavalier-looking toss over the shoulder with their jackets there.
They look amazing.
Mandarin-coloured suits.
The vinyls that they print and just the covers
Lloyd Chalmers,
so nice.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Lloyd Chalmers. So the Uniques, what this was there's someone else who had their own label. Now, they'd released this, Mark II of the Uniques had released a whole bunch of singles on their Tramp label in Jamaica.
Oh, wow.
Trojan in London, where these things so big, said, let's put them together as an LP in 1969. This one, I don't think is... I've only heard it as an album on CD, and that was only about a year ago it came out. So this one hasn't been that available. But
so this one, you're not sure if it's been on vinyl before, but this is a new...
It has been on vinyl before, but it might have been 50 years ago.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, they were this one here I chose basically because it's it has that same sort of liquidator-ish sound as Brixton Cat. But this was a group who... Like many Jamaican vocal groups at the time, were hugely influenced by the Impressions and the Miracles, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. There's like on this record we have a Curtis cover, there's a Smokey Robinson cover, there's a rock steadied up version of a Buffalo Springfield tune.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
People on the text are really enjoying this one. It is a classic. There's another hand foil stamp on this one too.
That's what I was saying about the records. It's so nice that they do that.
That's what I like about it. I think that's why, I mean, one of the many reasons why vinyl is still so appealing is because you can see the sort of tactility of lots of hands have like made that thing happen as well.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And this one's an orange one.
It's
another
an orange one too.
On your colour rainbow you've bought.
So that was the Uniques.
Absolutely.
Hey, you.
Hey, you. Absolutely. The Uniques is the name of the album. Let me just tell you, Gypsy Woman is the Curtis Mayfield impression, which is on there. And You Will Lose a Precious Love is the one by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Even so, this is a cracking record. I also like Lloyd Chalmers' cardigan in this picture.
It's very cute.
Doesn't that look great?
They're all jumping on the back. It's like the classic photo you take on the beach when you're like on holiday somewhere and you do like a jump, but it's all three of them jumping at the same time with three blue circles behind them. And I really like it.
He's wearing his Clark's
shoes kind of thing.
Well, no, Clark's were school shoes here. Clark's were the big shoes in Jamaica for rude boys and...
So we're just cooler in school than we think we are, really. It's like how McKinley's are cool again now, but I also had to wear them at school.
And I don't know what that is.
Definitely not cool. McKinley's shoes, they're like big, stompy leather shoes. Very practical, very good. Lots of punks wear them, but also lots of school kids in Christchurch wear them too.
Oh, not that place again.
Not that place again. Right, what's this one?
Last one. This year, recorded in 1972, produced by John Cale of the Velvet Underground, The Modern Lovers. This one is on silver coloured vinyl.
Oh, nice. This has a very Velvet Underground sound to it.
You should hear the demo of it. It's way more Velvet.
Right.
Jonathan's doing a real Lou voice on it.
Amelia's come in the door. She's got her hand on her heart. Big nod.
That's because she's cracked. If you don't know about The Modern Lovers, I think you probably do, most of you. Jerry Harrison from The Talking Heads.
Well.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Jerry Harrison went on to be in The Talking Heads. Mm. Dave Robinson went on to be in The Cars. Jonathan Richman went on to be in some movie that I don't know about. What was that movie he's in? Is the guy walking around singing?
Amelia, do you know?
Something About Mary.
Something About Mary. Amelia will definitely know. It's like a clean kind of Velvet Underground sound. It's got less like grimy, less of a grimy sort of.
But then again, by 72, what the Velvet Underground had cleaned up the sound to Loaded, really, hadn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
What else is on this one, Rachel?
We've got Roadrunner, Astral Plane, Old World, Pablo Picasso, the big banger.
Yep.
She Cracked, Hospital, Someone I Care About, Girlfriend, and Modern World.
Killer.
And it says at the bottom, in very big text, all songs written by Jonathan Richman. And there's another good hand pressed.
Yeah.
Silver.
So, number 845.
Do you want to have a look at this one, Amelia?
I have a copy.
She has a copy.
not on silver vinyl like that. Yeah. Ooh.
Do you know what movie Jonathan Richman was in?
It is. There's Something About Mary. Yeah.
Something About Mary. There we go.
You knew all along, didn't you, Troy?
No, I didn't. It slipped my mind.
Amelia says he sings the theme song.
What is it Pablo Picasso was never called?
An asshole.
Not in New York.
All right, so all of these are available now, Troy?
Yeah, we got them all in the shop. This week was...
Is Jeffrey still away?
Yeah, he's not back till next week. He's got a bunch of other places he has to be as well.
Is he going to bring a whole bunch of special records back?
I don't know.
I hope so.
We'll have to wait and see. So let's recap what we had there. That was The Modern Lovers, She Cracked.
Yeah, that's from the self-titled classic record. Originally came out in 76, recorded 72, 73. The new version, silver vinyl. Before that, absolutely The Uniques, a fantastic 1969 early reggae record. Killer. Orange vinyl, that one.
Very good.
And we started off with Joe's All-Stars, Brixton Cat.
That was, I think that was maybe my favourite today, because I didn't know anything about Joe's All-Stars, so it's a nice little bit of...
See, if you liked Brixton Cat on this one, I think you will really totally like The Judge and Butt Officer, which has Dice the Boss on it as well.
Okay, cool.
My favourite on this record is The Bullet, which is a showcase for Rico and his trombone.
Ah, cool.
Nice. Well, good old Rico and his trombone. Thank you, Troy, for popping in this morning and bringing us those.
And if you head up to Southbound, you can use your B card, can't you?
I think you can. Yes, you can.
You can.
I think it gives you 10% off.
Nice. So go nab those before they're all gone. They've got their nice hand-stamped serial number on the back too, which is very cool. Thanks, Troy. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.